Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health with your hosts, Robin A. McKean and Lisa Ripple. This show focuses on helping you integrate your spiritual wellness, your physical body, and your emotional health. We talk about fueling your soul and inner self, as well as the right food to fuel your body.
And now, here's Robin and Lisa.
And hello, everyone. How are you this evening? It is Friday, February 6th, 2015. And tonight, the show is about my favorite topic, chocolate. I am a chocoholic, I admit it. It's always the darker, the more bittersweet, the better. I love it. I know some people like the milk chocolate, white chocolate. I mean, I'll eat it all in a pinch, but the darker, the better. Tonight's show is why do we love chocolate? What is the love affair that we have as human beings with chocolate? Where did it begin? And what does it do to us chemically that makes us desire it? And Lisa, you're here with me tonight as always, my partner in crime and in chocolate.
I'll tell you
although
the truth.
You're not a chocolate fan.
No, chocolate gives me migraine headaches.
I know.
Which is a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah,
but
it
I know
is.
I was reading. I was reading today. Now let's see if I can find it. I probably can't because there are chemicals. There's actually chemicals in chocolate. Now I probably right here it says that it's very true that the chemicals in chocolate have a stronger effect on women.
Mm-hmm.
As we are far more susceptible to the, okay, you're going to have to help me out here, phenylethylamine and the serotonin that chocolate contain.
Mm-hmm.
And women are way more, I guess, affected by the aphrodisiac thing.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly it decreases our inhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on men, it seems to have an energizing effect, which works well together.
Basically, the way it works, from what I've read, is chocolate releases these little chemicals in our brain that make us think we're in love. It's the same chemicals that are released in our brain as when we are in love with someone. And that's amazing when you think about the connection of chocolate and love, and this is something we just found out like in the last 20 years. How do we know this stuff? Isn't it interesting? So,
well, now I know why it gives me a headache. Because love gives me a headache.
You're too funny.
That's true. It's true. But I do have to say, you know, there are times when even I am just dying for chocolate cake.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Or my most favoritest chocolate, there's two chocolate things that I do eat regularly, Three Musketeers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because it's not all chocolate. Like that stuff in the middle, it's like not really chocolatey.
Yeah.
And I love those stupid Drake's cupcakes with the white swirly thing on top and the cream inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's my breakdown when I need chocolate thing.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't like either one of those.
Well, of course, because they're fake and they have a lot of GMOs and chemicals, and they would survive. Hey, look, Drake's Twinkies, every movie you ever see, they survive any Holocaust we ever have.
That's right. That's right.
If there's an apocalypse, don't worry about it. The Drake's cakes will survive.
That's right. Well, the roaches need something to eat. So.
thank you. Thank you. You're so kind to me. But I digress as usual.
Mm-hmm. So Valentine's Day is coming up. And
yes,
this is probably, you know, chocolate overload every single year. Everybody is looking for the newest, most different, best way to give chocolate.
Oh my God,
Valentine's Day.
There's two full aisles in our ShopRite.
Yeah.
Filled with peanut butter and chocolate, caramel and chocolate, salt and chocolate, chocolate covered marshmallows, chocolate covered Peeps. If you can name
jelly rings.
It,
you remember those?
Oh my goodness, yes. And then of course you've got all the chocolate food recipes, like you know, mole and all the stuff that now they're incorporating chocolate into even savory dishes as opposed to just, you know, regular food, dessert food.
Yep. And alcoholic drinks even now. You can get chocolate martinis and chocolate margaritas, which I can't even begin to imagine what that must taste like. I love chocolate and I love margaritas, but no. Not for this girl. So
true.
Yeah. So usually one of my easy go-to things at this time of the year are to make, you know, for your significant other, and it's so easy. Chocolate truffles. I mean, they sound so difficult, but it's really easy. If you can make ganache, you can make a truffle.
See, I've never made ganache.
Easiest thing in the world. Equal parts heavy cream, like heavy whipping cream, and melted chocolate. You get a cup of heavy whipping cream, you put it in a pan, you take a cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, if that's what you like, or milk chocolate chips, or whatever you want, and you dump them in the warm milk, and all you have to do is stir it up, let the chocolate chips melt, make sure you don't scald it, because that can be ugly.
And it gets bittery and ugh.
Yeah. And you have ganache.
Hmm.
Now you just stick it in the fridge and let it cool. And the ganache never gets hard the way, like, melted chocolate does, because the cream keeps it from hardening all the way. So it stays kind of pliable. And you can roll it into balls, just like meatballs.
Okay.
And then when you have your little ball rolled, you roll it in, like, cocoa powder or some powdered sugar or some cinnamon and sugar, whatever it is.
Nuts.
Exactly, nuts. And you've got homemade truffles that are frickin' to die for.
Hmm.
I like to put cinnamon, in the chocolate or ginger, like fresh grated ginger. Amazing flavors. Sometimes
I know, chili
a little cayenne.
Too.
Yep, yeah, or
yep.
A little cayenne pepper. Yep, red pepper.
Yeah, what do they call that? They call that, there's a name for that, wicked hot chocolate.
Yeah.
When you add a little of the cayenne pepper to your chocolate.
Yep, and it's really good. Cinnamon and cayenne pepper together. Oh, if you're giving chocolates to somebody, you know, on a really cold day, there's nothing like that. And you know, and you can't eat more than one or two of these because they're so incredibly rich but so satisfying. And you can do that with anything. You can make – the only thing I've never done it with is white chocolate. White chocolate is not really chocolate. So if you really want to make white chocolate ganache, I would look up a recipe and see how they do it. I've never done it with white chocolate. But you can
do it
with –
You could probably do it the same, but I don't know if I would add all that necessarily the same flavors.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Vanilla probably would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and, you know, you can throw a little vanilla in the chocolate. You can take the ganache ball, if you like, and then cool it again instead of rolling it in, say, cocoa powder or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can cool them again, and then you can dip them in just plain melted chocolate, and they'll get a hard outside. And that's how they make those truffles you buy in the stores.
Oh, right, right. Like
they'll
have
the hard
those big-name chocolate companies.
Yep. Yeah, they'll have the hard chocolate crust on the outside with the ganache on the inside.
True that. Well, speaking of melting chocolate, we do have tonight in my repertoire of things, if you are looking, since Valentine's Day is a week away, and you are looking for something fun that you can do with your kids, or with your, you know, or if you want to do a present for somebody, and, you know, money's always tough for everybody.
Oh, sure.
There's not a single thing you can't dip in chocolate.
I have come to that conclusion as well.
Okay. We've done everything from Oreos, pretzels, strawberries, any kind of fruit, really. I've actually gotten those, you know, really expensive fruit displays where they dipped pineapple in chocolate. Marshmallows.
Marshmallows are big
right
at my house.
Right.
Talk about a cheap, easy, quick dessert that my daughter adores is, you know, melt some semi-sweet chocolate chips and dip a couple marshmallows in it, put it on a piece of wax paper, stick it in the fridge, voila, dessert, fancy.
Right, and it's the easiest thing to do. You can do it in a microwave. I suggest that when you do it in a microwave, you dump your bag of chocolate chips, or if you're one of those people that's crafty, you can go buy the chocolate discs from, you know, Welton or any one of the other companies that makes them. You can use that chocolate. But you can stick with Hershey's chocolate chips, and you can put them in the microwave. Every 10 seconds, though, give them a spoon, you know, give them a turn because you don't want to burn it. Or if you really want to be fancy schmancy, you put them in a metal bowl or a glass bowl on top of some boiling water,
and
you can melt them that way. And that way, too, you can turn the water down once it reaches the right consistency, and it'll go through the whole process with you, especially if you're making a lot of different things. You don't have to keep putting it in the microwave and running the risk of burning it.
Right.
Because you can just keep it on that low simmer, and it'll keep the chocolate at the right consistency. Now, you can turn around and you can dip, like I said, any kind of fruit, any kind of thing, any kind of cookie. But what you can also dip is a plastic spoon.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
You put the plastic spoon in there, you get it covered, and you lay it on some wax paper. You let it cool. You can decorate it any way you want. You can melt two kinds of chocolate. And you can use those spoons then in your coffee, in your hot chocolate. And, like, a lot of people like chocolate with mint. So what you do is you get some of those. They now have mint chocolate chips. So you can melt some of those. And now you've got minty chocolate chip, or you've got some mint in your coffee. You can do different colors and use, like, with Valentine's Day coming up, you can put – like, let's say, a little cherry extract in the pink chocolate, if you're melting regular chocolate, and then you can use that in your hot chocolate or in your coffee, depending on, you know, what you like.
Now, if I was going to do that and melt the chocolate, I might throw in a little coconut oil into the chocolate because it gives it a little bit of a really pretty sheen, and it helps it like sort of harden a little bit.
They also make a product, and I do not know what it's called. I could not, for the life of me, find the name of it on the internet this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But they are these flakes, and they look like soap shavings is exactly what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
And you can add them to your chocolate, and it does make it extremely shiny. And it is not expensive. This way, if you don't want to add the flavor of something else, you can use those as well. They're also good if you overheat your chocolate and it starts to get
gunky.
It won't get soft anymore. You can add that to it, and it's almost like a thinner. And that will help as well. They have it, I think it starts with a P, if I remember correctly, and it's for sale anywhere you can buy chocolate for craft projects.
Interesting.
But I love the chocolate spoon ideas because you can take, you know, put two of them in, wrap them up with a little bow, stick them in a little snacky bag, and, you know, great to give for teachers if you have a kid who's going to school still and they want to bring something in for their teacher for Valentine's Day. They're great for kids can do, like little girls can do them for their dads or the, you know, the guy in their life. Not the child guy in their life, but you know what I mean. And they're inexpensive. Pretzel rods are great because after you roll them in chocolate, you can roll them in Reese's Pieces, you can roll them in sprinkles, you can roll them in anything. And they look awesome. We did them one Christmas, and they came out really great. So I will put pictures of all these ideas on the website after the show.
You are awesome.
So if anybody – and then I do – you know, for people like me who don't have a huge chocolate craving – I did find some other cute ideas for Valentine's Day, just to say, you know, for the non-lovers in, non-chocolate lovers in there, you're not left out either. There are, there's a couple of cute things where you can take, let's just say a roll of Lifesavers, the old-fashioned roll of Lifesavers, and you cover them in pink construction paper, you roll it around just like you would roll it around anything. Put three of them together with a little pipe cleaner and maybe a little gift tag on there that says, you're the bomb. And they look like little,
sticks
I know maybe bombs aren't a good thing to talk about right now, but.
like little sticks of dynamite? Is that what you're
Yeah, they
about?
Look like little sticks of dynamite.
Oh, that's cute.
And they're adorable. You can also do something so easy, and this is great with the kids. You can take Oreo cookies. Now, they come in a bazillion different flavors now. I mean, they've got some more Oreos just came out, red velvet Oreos. The gold ones, your traditional Oreos, and you can cover them with chocolate, put a stick in between the two cookies where the cream is, and you can make it Oreo Pops.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me you're sticking a butt up the – you're sticking a stick
yes,
up
I am.
The butt of the Oreo
cookie? I'm sticking
cookie.
Sticks up the Oreo. So
the poor
here's
Oreo
what you
cookie.
Can do. You can get all your frustrations out by sticking the sticks in the Oreos because your loved one didn't remember Valentine's Day. And then your kids can dip them in chocolate. And the good thing, too, is having the stick will keep the child from possibly hurting themselves by sticking their finger in hot chocolate. Now, the chocolate does not get that hot. But if you've ever had a child and you've ever done a project, anything above cold, they start owing. So it's but it's just another option, and I will post pictures of all of those things on the website after the show in case anybody's interested in
Wow, Navasi posted in our chat room about making meringue, which I love to make meringue. And I love meringue, it's delicious. But I didn't know you could make it in the microwave.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. Meringues are usually pretty delicate, but she has here meringue.
I've only done it with the giant whippy thing on my KitchenAid.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
And you use the tartar,
right?
Cream
of
tartar and the egg whites, and you just beat it until it's
it's meringue. Yeah.
Huge. And then you put it on your lemon meringue pie and bake it for a few minutes in the oven.
Yeah, well, you can make cookies. I've made the meringue cookies before, like she's talking about, but I've never heard of putting them in the microwave. I'm going to have to try that. She says here, make meringue, which is egg whites and powdered sugar. Mix by hand, no mixer. Spoon drop. Put in microwave on paper towels. Zap for 2 minutes. Looks like a white cookie pie plate. Pile plate with strawberries or whatever kind of fruit. Drizzle with chocolate and Cool Whip. Yum. Sounds easy.
Okay. I think I've seen those before.
Mm-hmm.
Those meringue cookies. I didn't know you could do them, though, in a microwave.
In a microwave. Yeah, that's fascinating. Thanks, Niv.
That's because, yeah, the whole thing about the oven and then the 12 minutes and 87 cookie sheets and, you know, it becomes an all-day affair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I got to tell Ro. Ro mentioned the bacon roses. I saw those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just
reading
that.
I have seen those bacon roses. They are great if you're a bacon fan.
And you can dip bacon in chocolate.
That's right, you can.
Or
my husband
better.
Loves chocolate-covered bacon,
maple
as you well know.
Syrup. I love bacon and maple syrup. There's just something about, forget the pancakes, forget the French toast. Just give me the plate with the maple syrup, with the bacon, and it better be
real
maple syrup.
Or the sausage links with bacon.
I'm sorry?
The sausage links with bacon. I love those. I mean, with syrup as well.
Yes, absolutely. And but wait a minute. I live in weird Pennsylvania. Shh, don't tell anybody. And in Pennsylvania, when you go to a restaurant around here and you order breakfast sausage, it comes out and it's like a big red kielbasa. It is not breakfast sausage like we are used to in the Northeast.
You know,
I almost fell off my chair. Like, what the hell is that? Get it off my plate.
They do that in Tom's River. When you order sausage with your eggs at the diner, that diner we used to go to all the time.
Crystal Diner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they serve.
And it tastes like a big hot dog. It doesn't taste like breakfast sausage at all. I'm like, I don't want this with my eggs. I want Jimmy Dean's breakfast sausage.
Yes. maple sausage links.
That's right.
It's
Who
crazy.
Are you people, and where did you come from?
I know it's strange, but it's not just you. It's not just where you live, because there are a few places here that do that as well, and it is extremely strange.
From what I understand, it's the Amish German influence in the area in which I live. That's you know their whole sausage knockwurst, bratwurst stuff.
Oh my God! There's like 8 different kinds at least.
Yeah.
Of
and then
sausage.
Somebody in the chat room mentioned the dreaded food that shall not be ever mentioned, actually.
That rhymes with apple?
Yes. That is not food.
It's also
that's
like
something
spam.
That somebody scraped up off the floor.
Spam, too. My husband loves spam. Ugh.
Oh, no. I cannot stomach spam. I cannot stomach scrapple.
I can't stomach food that meat that comes out of a can.
Yeah, there's that. Scrapple doesn't normally come out of a can, but God knows where it came from, really. I mean, it's like the lips and the butthole. And
ground up everything that's left over.
Exactly. It's just the stuff you don't want to eat. Ugh. It's horrible.
And
I remember when I was a kid living in Miami, my mother taking me into the supermarket and looking in the meat case, you know, and...
Mm-hmm.
Mom, that stuff's green. Look at that green stuff. Oh, yeah, that's scrapple. We're going to get some of that. Your stepfather likes that. Really? Meat, and it's green. He's going to eat that? I'm not eating that. It's green. You always taught me meat should not be green.
Be green.
I'm not eating that.
It should be pink or reddish pink. It should not be green.
Exactly.
And it also shouldn't be like medium brown either. That's not a good sign.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Oh, God. Niv likes her spam fried. Yeah, so does Ron, Niv. So does Ron.
Yuck.
Yep, if she ever comes camping with us, we'll just let her and Ron enjoy the fried spam.
Exactly. Yeah. They can have all the spam they want.
Yeah. No, not too good. Now, I did notice on the web they did have some spells, chocolate spells.
Hmm.
And, you know, I was looking at them with, you know, one eye going, because, you know, this is the time of year when, of course, everybody's like, oh, I want a love spell. Oh, can you do a love spell for me? You're a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've talked before about doing spells that that force anybody's will for any reason. But I did find a cool spell that was based on an Aztec aphrodisiac chocolate love spell.
Ooh, now that's sounding good.
Now, I'll say, and it's for you and your significant other. So it's not
one you
something
already
that,
have.
Right. It's not something you do that you put on somebody else, but it's for, you know, you and your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it does is it says here that chocolate acts as an invigorating and enlivening boost, which certainly helps when fatigue may hamper your physical love.
Mm-hmm.
So it says to do this spell, you'll need 2 bars of top quality chocolate with a cocoa content above 50%. So they're talking about serious chocolate here. They're not talking about, you know, little chocolate. 1/4 cup of double cream. Now, I've never heard of that. I'm assuming maybe it's like heavy cream.
Yeah, I think double cream is like whipping cream.
2 to 5 tablespoons of sugar. 1 or more varying paintbrushes, which was a little scary when I got to that part. Cover the chocolate with a tea towel, place it onto a kitchen table, and smash it into little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you see, cooking with chocolate gets out all your frustrations. In other words, what you're going to do is heat the cream, put the sugar in it, let it melt, add the chocolate, get everything all stirred up, and then allow it to cool. Excuse me. When you're ready to use it, you reheat it until it's warm for 15 or 20 seconds in a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
The mixture will keep for a week if refrigerated between use. Now, what you do is, excuse me, I'm going to cough again.
You do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. They had a little chant here to Quetzalcoatl, who I am gathering
the
Aztec Mayan god of chocolate.
He was one of their main gods.
Yeah, it says that
he gave them chocolate.
Right, exactly. It said, you say, Quetzalcoatl, you who brings us the food of the gods, i.e. chocolate, may you by your power bring me delicious hours of love. May your lover's heart and loins both in union conjoin. To worship me with love's devotion, bring me the god that is love's coin. Through this chocolate love potion, may we be blessed and joined as one in love's true zest. And then, basically, you drink it.
Nice.
Or eat it, if you will.
Or paint it on each other, since they were
paintbrushes. Or paint it on each other, or because it did say paintbrushes, so.
Uh-huh. I'm liking that.
I'm thinking there's that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there is a hot chocolate spell, which is basically done pretty much the same way, but you light a green candle. This one adds a cinnamon stick, a clove, and you put all of it with the chocolate and some milk in your pot, and you boil it up to chocolate milk, hot chocolate. And then as the steam rises, you think of it as infusing you with good fortune or wealth.
Nice.
Or any of those really good things. And then you get to enjoy the hot chocolate after you're done.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's a lot of little things. There was one really cute one which you could do. Like, remember we talked a while ago when we were talking about protection spells and stuff, we had talked about, instead of doing something against someone who's harming you, do something to protect yourself. So they take the little, the little Dove chocolates that come individually wrapped, the little squares?
Yes.
Well, you peel it back a little bit, and maybe you use a protection rune, and you carve it in there with like a toothpick or a skewer, and you wrap it back up, and you give them to your kids or your loved one, and you infuse it with all good thoughts for them. So just another little easy thing that you can do, for the holiday, and make it a little less commercial and maybe a little more personal for you.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
We're coming up to the break.
I see that.
I can't believe it. It's already been a half an hour.
I know, it goes fast, doesn't it? Well, especially when we're talking about stuff that's fun like this. We
like chocolate.
For those of you who aren't who don't listen often, or who tonight or is the first night that you tuned in, we certainly hope you come back and listen again. We do a show like this that's like crafty and kitchen witchy probably once every 4 to 6 weeks, depending on what holidays are coming up. We talk about all kinds of stuff on this show. It's not just spiritual wellness and physical health, although we try to kind of weave that through. But Lisa is the kitchen witch with the mostest. So we try to let her shine and come up with some of these things every once in a while, and she never fails to impress me and amaze me. And chocolate is spiritual. You're right. Somebody just posted that in the chat room. So
it can be.
Yes,
it very well can be. And what better thing to play with than chocolate?
Absolutely.
It's warm and it tastes good,
mm-hmm.
and you can
Makes
do
you
almost
feel
anything
good.
With it.
And
exactly.
Actually, they have discovered that very dark, bitter chocolate is very good for you. It's good
yes.
for your brain chemistry. It's good for your blood pressure. It's good for your immune system. So eaten in moderation, it actually is a wellness tool. See that? I can make anything
you
healthy.
You can make anything healthy. That's right. And
that's
I think
right.
coming up, too, in the second half, we do have a healthy chocolate choice.
Yes.
So
yes,
we are not being totally bad.
Yes.
But, okay, heading into the break,
mm-hmm.
Before the Twilight Falls is our song, and it is by the wonderful Emerald Rose.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. take my hand, I'll take your kiss. One last kiss, ere twilight falls, before the twilight falls, you and I are bright and green.
Listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be. Listening to Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to Robin and Lisa.
Ah, here we are back again. I was just reading some of the things that were being written in the chat room, and honestly, if you guys are listening out there and you don't join us in the chat room, you're missing half the show. It's always a good time, but people are talking about the use of fake sugars, you know, like if you're a diabetic or something like that. And I'm not an expert on diabetes, but I do know about the way artificial sweeteners are you know, absorbed and processed by the body. And at all cost, may I urge you, at all cost, to avoid them. They, in the simplest of terms, they mess with your immune system. They've been proven to cause certain types of cancers, specifically NutraSweet and brain, there's been a link with NutraSweet and brain tumors. And we are still, it's still in everything, in all these sodas and everything. They haven't pulled it off the market. And they mess with your immune system and your metabolism. And particularly in children, if you have a child who is under, say, the age of 10 or 12, they should not be drinking anything with an artificial sweetener because it will slow down their metabolism for the rest of their life. It does permanent damage to their metabolism. So please, please avoid your natural, avoid your artificial sweeteners and stick to natural sweeteners. Agave, if you're a diabetic, is a great choice because it is a low glycemic. It's released slowly into your body as opposed to that quick sugar rush that you get from you know, real sugar. It's a little bit easier on the body to absorb. So there are alternatives, and agave is wonderful. Terry had never had it until he came to my house, and now it's his preference. It's sort of almost reminiscent of like a liquid brown sugar. It's really quite delicious, and of course it comes from cactus. So anyway,
I know Niv posted too that her endocrinologist said to use the real deal and just use it in moderation for type 2s. I know often my son is a type 1. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit different because he has no pancreatic function. So he can drop completely low just as much as go too high. So his is always a balance of how much sugar he eats. Not he can't cut it out completely or he will go into a coma. Mm-hmm. But even his endocrinologist has said, eat the good stuff. Just for him, being type 1, make sure you cover it with your insulin.
Exactly.
I almost think it's easier for him being type 1 than it is for people who are type 2 from the things that I hear.
Yeah.
Because he can just cover it, you know, as if he was his own pancreas, so to speak.
Yeah.
Type 2s, they never know whether they're coming or going sometimes. So.
Yep. Yep, that's
true. I feel for them.
That's true. Just want to address one last thing in the chat room. I had mentioned coconut sugar as an alternative sugar to you know, refined white sugar. And Nivasi has a question mark, coconut sugar. Coconut sugar is made from the sugars that they extract from the coconut milk and the coconut meat. And it is another natural alternative sugar, and it's delicious. And you use it one for one, you know, a spoonful of sugar or a spoonful of coconut sugar. You can get it at the health food store. And
does it have a strong coconut taste to it?
Nope, it does not. It actually looks more like, it looks kind of like, you know that sugar in the raw that you get? It's kind of got that brown.
Right. The brown, right.
It, it kind of looks like that, but it's a finer grain.
Okay, because I don't particularly love the taste of coconut, but I would certainly use something better than refined sugar if it didn't taste like coconut.
Yeah,
so
no,
I will
not
have to give that a try just for myself.
Yep, it does not have a pronounced coconut flavor. So.
Okay. Good to know. There, I learned something today, too.
There you go. One last thing I'm going to talk about, and I have never done this before on this show, and I probably never will again, but I am such a chocoholic, and I have to find ways to fit my chocolate into my healthy eating, the way that I eat. I try to eat about 80% raw food. I am on this whole raw food thing. And if anybody out there knows who David Wolf is, he's the guru of raw foods, and he has a company called Sun Food, and they make chocolate cacao nibs that you can buy them in a bag. It is an 8 ounce bag. I've had this bag in my cupboard now for probably about 6 months. The bag I think cost me about $18, and when I make brownies, so that I don't feel so terrible for making these brownies, I throw the cacao nibs in, and it gives it a little crunch, but it's the raw chocolate that has all of those wonderful things in it that are good for you, the antioxidants that are, you know, good for your fighting cancer and good for your brain. And let's see, what does he have here on the bag? Filled with nutrients that provide natural energy, support your heart health, and protect your body from free radical damage, that's the antioxidants. And they have wonderful recipes that you can make with this stuff. the cacao nibs have a considerable amount of magnesium and iron and zinc. I mean, this truly is a good for you type of chocolate, and they're delicious and they're crunchy. So I suggest if anybody's curious, if you see them in your health food store, to pick up a bag of the cacao nibs from
Give it a try.
Yeah,
it could be a happy surprise.
And if you make smoothies, they're wonderful in smoothies. When I make the truffles that I told you, I sometimes put them in the ganache in the truffles. And I have put them in Terry's coffee, and they melt. And I've put them in the kit when I tell the kids I make them homemade hot chocolate. And when they come in from the snow, and I heat up the milk, and I always put some of the cacao nibs in the hot chocolate milk, and they love it. And they don't know why Robin's mom, Persephone's mom, Robin, makes the best hot chocolate, you know, in the neighborhood, because I'm giving them the cacao nibs in their hot chocolate. So, okay.
Any way you can get it. Well, you know, Robin, I know that you like to eat raw. And like I said, you can dip anything in chocolate. So maybe carrots dipped in chocolate. It could work.
That if you dehydrated carrot chips and dipped them in chocolate, that would be delicious.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Or you know what? The chocolate will just be the 20% of your rainbow that is brown.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, you know, and I don't get crazy. I mean, obviously, I will eat a Snickers bar. You know, I mean,
you've been to my house. I know.
Yeah.
The M&M's in the bowl.
Absolutely. Sometimes you just have to eat what you want to eat.
Right.
But if you eat healthy most of the time, it doesn't matter what you eat the other 20% of the time.
Oh, I have to say, Rose just posted potato chips and chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Lay's. Mm-hmm. I think it's Lay's. My daughter bought it. Actually now has Ridges covered in chocolate.
Oh.
Ridges potato chips.
Wow.
Covered in chocolate in a bag. My family went crazy. I don't like it because I don't like salty with my sweet.
Oh, I love salt and chocolate.
My daughter loves the salted caramels, too, with the sea salt on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
And my husband really loves the chocolate-covered pretzels. But I will say they went nuts on them, so I don't know if they're any good for you. They're probably terrible for you. But if you're looking for that one treat and you like that salty-sweet combination, from what I'm gathering, they're pretty amazing.
Oh, well, good for them. But,
yeah, exactly.
Again, all stuff you can make at home. And a couple of times people have mentioned chocolate-covered strawberries in the chat room. That is, you know, classic. And
very classic.
That's one of my favorite things to do for the kids when they're here for, like, a sleepover. I cut up a bunch of different fruits, melt some chocolate, and they feel very girly. And you know, they dip their chocolate, have a little fondue party.
Oh, please. It's the biggest thing now. All the wedding venues are showing chocolate fountains. Everybody's having a chocolate fountain at their wedding.
Yeah.
And they're dipping everything into it. And it's not even really great chocolate.
Yeah, they usually do it with,
the stuff you're doing at,
like,
home is much better.
Yeah, they usually do that with, like, a milk chocolate I've seen. It's easier. All the high sugar content in the milk chocolate, it keeps it flowing a little easier.
Exactly.
From what I understand. Yeah.
Exactly. But it's the big thing. So I'm not surprised that the girls would love to have a little tea party and dip stuff in chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And like you said before, there's nothing you can't dip in chocolate.
Exactly. It may not all taste as good as some of the other things.
Yeah.
But there's no harm in trying anything.
Okay, I thought of one thing I might not want to dip in chocolate.
Okay.
Herring.
I don't eat herring anyway.
I like creamed herring.
I was thinking
of all the things I have in my fridge at the moment that you could dip in chocolate, and that one I thought, oh no, I wouldn't want to dip creamed herring in chocolate. No.
Not Ron's sardines either.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I can see somebody liking sardines dipped in chocolate. It's chocolate salt thing. I mean, I don't think I would, but I could see somebody going, "Oh yeah, I'd like that." You know. I don't know.
And whatever you do, don't give chocolate to your pets. It's not good for any of your pets.
Absolutely, very true. It will make them sick. even when they steal it themselves.
Oh my gosh, yes. Although I know your dog loves chocolate.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he loved my vanilla creams.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But he never got sick. I was amazed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why she didn't puke up.
Maybe
all
they
over
were
the
just
place.
It was good chocolate, so
yeah,
it
maybe.
Didn't have any of the crummy stuff in there that it should have. But I know you told me you had a healthy chocolate recipe. Maybe we should share that.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I send that to you?
Oh, you didn't print it out?
No, I don't. No, I didn't. I didn't.
I did.
I was a bad host. I figured you would. You're always good to me.
I printed it out. Okay.
I was a bad host.
All right, so this is called 3-Ingredient Raw Chocolate Recipe. And it's a basic recipe. It says 1 cup of raw cacao, 2 to 3 tablespoons of raw honey, 1 cup of cacao butter, or you can swap it for coconut oil. You combine all your ingredients. It says if you're in a cooler climate and your coconut oil is hard, you may have to slightly melt it in the double boiler. That's where you put the bowl on top of the simmering water for those who
mm-hmm.
are not foodie
mm-hmm.
people. You can pour it into chocolate molds, or you can line a baking tray and just spread it out so that you can crack it up into bark later. And it says, get creative. Add your favorites to really treat your taste buds. A dash of vanilla, some sea salt, a little nut butter, maybe some goji berries or some raspberries. The choices, of course, are endless.
Hmm.
And that's as simple as that is. During the break, I posted all the pictures of the stuff we were talking about earlier,
along with
a simple way to melt your chocolate, and I will post this on the Facebook page as well when we're done.
Yeah, one thing I want to say about chocolate and melting it, I have seen people use their crockpots to melt their chocolate and keep it warm to keep
mm-hmm.
it from getting cool. However, I've noticed that when people do that, that the chocolate never tempers. And if you're going to use
right.
that chocolate to, say, pour into a mold, I don't think you're going to get a very good result.
No. I used to use – I had the small little crock pots, you
mm-hmm.
know, where you could do like 3 or 4 things and they kind
mm-hmm.
of attach to each other.
Right.
And I have done that. You end up using a lot of those little tempering
mm-hmm.
shavings that I was talking about because
yeah.
it's still too intense of a heat constant.
Right. Yeah,
but
the chocolate
dries dipping
out.
Things, if you're dipping things and you're doing them fast,
mm-hmm.
it can be okay. But if it's going to be a project where you're doing, like let's say it's your cookie day,
mm-hmm.
Like we did for Christmas,
right.
you end up having it in there for way too long and you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do the drizzle. Stiff. Like if anybody's ever done any kind of chocolate work, you can cover them all in the dark chocolate, and then you can, let's say, melt your white chocolate, and you
mm-hmm.
should be able to put a spoon or a fork in there, and then you can fling the
mm-hmm.
white chocolate over the other things to make stripes.
Right, you string
it's
out.
It's almost impossible to do that if you're using a crock pot.
Right, yep, yeah. So I just wanted to give people a heads up about that, because that's
yeah,
a mistake that I've seen people make, and then they're like, why won't my chocolate stay melty?
Right, and to be honest with you, it's a lot less of a mess
mm-hmm.
if you just do the boiling water with the bowl over it, because then when you're all done, you take that hot water and you put it in the bowl, and it releases all the chocolate off your bowl, and your cleanup is easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Kitchen witch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
It's true. You know what I mean? You've got that boiling water. Your pot is virtually clean. All you did was boil water in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the water's clean. You just dump it in there. You put the pot back, and you're good to go.
Yeah. My gosh, I just looked at the time. We've got like 8 minutes left to the hour. How do we do this?
I know.
I've got way more stuff to talk about.
Well, quick, let's get some of it in. We got 8 minutes. Go.
We got 8 minutes.
I'll be quiet.
You don't have to be quiet. In and of itself, I mean, I think most people know that the Aztecs, the Mayans, sort of brought chocolate to the fore. I mean, certainly chocolate grows on the trees down there, and
mm-hmm.
Their first thing was the sort of a frothy chocolate drink that they would give to people to induce sort of a shamanistic ecstatic state so that they would have visions. And they would also give it to people before they would go into battle. They considered it to be a drug that would, you know, give them a boost before they went into battle, and a little maca in their chocolate, and they were set to go. Chocolate. There are countries in the world where the people who are picking the coca beans and processing them and selling them to other countries have never eaten it, never tasted it the way we eat it, you know, sweetened and in candy bars. And I just saw a thing recently on a TV show where a guy took some Hershey's chocolate bars, and I believe it was a country in Africa, and he sat the guys down and he gave them chocolate bars. And these guys picked cacao all day long off the trees, and they chewed coca leaves, and they had eaten the raw chocolate, but they'd never eaten sweetened chocolate. And to see the look on these men's faces, to see the fruits of their labor and how we eat chocolate, was amazing. And so if any of you get a chance to see that, I think there was a snippet of it on Facebook, and also it was on the TV, and I can't remember what the name of the show was, but it was just an amazing thing to realize that the poor guys who are picking our chocolate never get to taste it the way that we do. So that was kind of interesting and sort of gave me pause. And as we go forward into the holiday here, and one of my favorite things everybody knows is this show is really boils down to whatever you do in life, whatever you do on a day-to-day basis, spread love. And so by making chocolate for people, you're spreading love, because the chocolate makes that brain chemistry be released in people's brain. So it makes people happy, and it makes people more open to love. So eat chocolate regularly. That's my prescription.
And on that note, if you have any comments, or you'd like to send us fan mail, please feel free to send emails to the radio station at cern.org@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or feel free to check out the Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health Facebook page, which will have the healthy chocolate recipe. You can contact the radio station through Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page. I know, Robin, you have the Little Stone Path Workings.
Yeah, Little Stone Bridge Path Workings Facebook page. And you can also email me at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And you can also find me on my regular Facebook page at Robin A. McKean, McKean.
There you go. So you can reach us anywhere.
Yeah.
And didn't we want to say hi to some people tonight before we sign off?
Yes, actually. There's a group of women, apparently, that listen to our show. I believe they're like in Australia somewhere. And they all kind of get together and have a coffee clutch on Friday nights and sit down and listen to us. And we were so excited to hear that this week. So I just want to say hi to them.
And me too, because I know they sent a hi to me.
Yes, they did. They certainly did. And it's just kind of cool to know that we're actually there are actually people who sit down and coffee clutch with us. And I think that's great. I wish everybody would do that. I'm thinking about maybe we'll have a show, you know, maybe next month after I get back from my trip, where we sit down and we just coffee clutch and we ask people to call in and or come into the chat room and just chat and coffee clutch with us. I think it could be fun.
Right.
I bet they're
tell
probably.
Tell us what your group's doing while we're on the air. Because you know what we're doing, because we're doing it for you.
Exactly. We're sitting here drinking tea and chatting. And we really are old friends. So
we are. And it'll be like the old-fashioned party lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
that could be
they
fun.
Can get a phone going, and we've got a phone going, and maybe somebody else will get our girls out here to get on the phone.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk.
Hey, Niv and Roseanne, would you get on the phone and talk with us just a little bit?
Yes.
Coffee clutch?
You know, just a little coffee talk. No big whoop. It's all good.
Here's a topic to discuss.
Don't worry, Ro. It won't be in the morning. It'll still be Friday night for us.
It'll always be Friday night for us. If those ladies in Australia want to be awake at 10 o'clock in the morning to listen to us, that's fine. But I just
and
want to tell them how much I appreciate them.
We love it. I tell Nib I would love her Texas twang.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and do we know what we got going for next week yet? Because it will be Friday the 13th.
Yes, and I believe that my friend Dave Street is going to be on the show.
That's fantastic.
I will talk to him during the week. He recently was the caregiver for his mother towards the end of her life, and he was a devoted son, and he was there in the facility, the nursing home, every day, taking care of her, and the things that he saw kind of curled his hair, and he's written an article and a book now about it, and I wanted to give him some time to come on and talk about some of the things he saw, some of the advice he has for people if your loved one is ever in this situation, and he learned a lot. I will preface this by telling you all that Dave is a bundle of energy. He's always been this way. He's really high gear. He's a comedian by trade. He goes to elementary schools and tours and does comedy shows for kids. He's a great human being and a fun guy, so don't miss next week's show. It's going to be interesting, to say the least. I'm really looking forward to having him on.
And as an exciting note for next week, I will be broadcasting from the Big Apple, NYC.
That's right. You're going to be up at our
friend Laura. I will be on the Upper West Side of Manhattan Island.
Yep, overlooking
and,
the park there.
That's right, overlooking the end of the park. And so if you have any questions about NYC next week, make sure you put them in the chat room, because I'm sure you and Dave will be chatting because you haven't talked in a while, and I will just handle chat room.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. I have a feeling neither one of us next week is going to get a word in edgewise much.
And that's okay, too.
Yep,
I'll be old next week.
That's fine. Dave is, like I said, shot out of a cannon. And he's one of my oldest friends. I've known him, God, I'm 52. I've known him since I was 18. I first met him on the Lower East Side of Manhattan when I was living there with my friends, and we were all sort of ran together in our little punk rock pack. So,
in Alphabet City.
In Alphabet City, absolutely. I lived on 2nd Street between A and B at that time. So anyway, and Ludlow Street, oh my God, Katz's Delicatessen. Oh, don't get me started.
and we've got birthdays coming up this week, you know.
Yes. Do you know, one of the weirdest things about my life, and of course it's all about me, is that you and Roseanne have the same birthday, and you're like my two best friends in the whole world.
That's right. Born on the same day.
Same day. So, I love you both. Happy birthday. I will obviously be in touch. I will be down in Jersey on the 18th, Roseanne, and I will stop and see you, of course.
That's right, because I get to take control of your daughter for 10 days.
That's
Mwah.
Right. Yeah, while I'm away with Terry in Dubai, so it should be interesting.
That's right. We're going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell her all those secrets from your life. No, I won't really. She'll be like, Mom, when are you coming home?
I have a feeling probably after about 4 days I'm going to get a phone call. Mommy, I miss you. So it's going to break my
heart. Lily's freaking me out.
You know who she loves? She loves your daughter, Sam.
I know. Well, luckily, Sam is so excited. She has a litany of things planned. So hopefully your daughter will remember to miss you a little bit so you don't feel bad.
Yeah, if she doesn't say that to me at least once while I'm gone, I'm just telling you, I'm going to cry.
I know. Don't worry, I'll make sure she tells you she misses you. You know when you'll notice it? You might not notice it while you're gone, but when she sees you when you get back, she's going to be so happy to see you that it'll make up for anything she doesn't say beforehand.
Yeah. You know what I'm afraid of?
And we will be on a little hiatus those two Fridays, won't we?
Yes, we're going to probably those two Fridays that out of the country, we're probably just going to rebroadcast some shows that we've done in the past. I'm thinking we're probably going to rebroadcast the Kitchen Witch show because that was so much fun.
Okay.
And I'm not sure which other one. I'm thinking maybe the Evo Dominguez show or maybe the show we did with Jackie. I'm not sure which.
Both of those were really good. Those were really good. That would be fun. And then we'll be back live at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Just in time for Girl Scout cookie deliveries. Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go.
All right. Well, I guess since it's 11:04, we went over our prerequisite 5 minutes again.
Always.
I hope our technician is not too mad at us.
No, he's fine. He's not giving me any kind of dirty look.
All right.
Yet.
All right. Well, as always, blessed be to everyone who's listening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, as always. It's so nice. You know, week in and week out, we do this show, and I look out into the chat room, and there are my friends. And I have to tell you guys how much I appreciate your support and how much it warms my heart to know that you guys come and listen to us prattle and support the show. And thank you so very much for that. I appreciate it. And Niv is saying that Terry's got chocolate. He's pacified for the moment. Actually, he doesn't have chocolate. Not yet, anyway. But I have a feeling
he will soon.
Yes, as soon as we get off the air here, I think we're both going to go and grab a handful of chocolate. So
there you go. Make him some of that hot chocolate.
Oh, maybe
with a little of that pepper in there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He would like that. He likes spicy. So, oh, that's what I was going to say. You know, the thing that I'm the most afraid of is that we're going to come home after being gone for 2.5 weeks and open the door, and my daughter is going to go, Terry, and run past me.
That could happen too.
That could happen too. Because on Fridays when he shows up here, she's all about, oh my gosh, Terry's here, Mom. Let's set the table. Let's make it nice. It has to be nice for him. And I'm like, he never set the table for me. She's too funny.
That's because he doesn't ask her to set the table.
That's right. He's not chasing her around going, will you set the table? So, yeah.
Exactly. Well, just so everybody knows, I just posted that raw chocolate recipe on our Facebook page. So anybody interested in checking it out, it is there.
All righty. Thank you. And you guys have a great evening and happy chocolate.
Happy chocolate.
All
Bye.
Right. Blessed be. Night, night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.